Wilfred, starring Elijah Wood. Anger, as soon as fed, is dead. 'Tis starving makes it fat. Emily Dickinson. Anger.
Sneakers! Sneakers!
In a dream sequence, a small boy in a garden squeezes a dog's squeaky ball. Ryan wakes with a start.
Shit! Hey!
Why are you not at my house?
I am at your house.
Don't lie to me, Ryan. I have security cameras and I am looking at them online right now. Leo.
Well, you said that the chairs weren't being delivered until 10, so...
Which is why you should already be there.
I'll kill you!
This fly's been acting like a total dick all morning.
This party is for important people. The kind of people who don't sit around in their underwear all day watching TV with a neighbor's dog.
Talking shit now, are ya?
I'll be there in 15 minutes. I promise. Bitched out by Kristen. What a great way to start the day.
Ryan, remember when I told you a few weeks ago that you are a total pussy? Well, I just want to apologize for not emphasizing that enough.
What am I going to do? Yell at her? She loaned me $5,000 for my car accident.
Ryan, anger is like herpes. You're not meant to keep it to yourself. Expressing your anger will make you feel better. Watch this.
No.
Annoyed by a fly, Wilfred picks up a baseball bat and proceeds to trash Ryan's bedroom.
See? The fly's dead. I feel much better. No harm done whatsoever.
Later.
Why aren't I going to Kristen's?
Kristen hates you.
Whoa, 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 whoa. No one hates me. I'm Wilfred. I'm adorable. Look at these eyes. The smile. I once cracked a Nazi skinhead in the face with a beer bottle, and you know what he did to me? Belly rub.
Trust me, Kristen hates you.
We'll see about that. I'm going.
What's that?
Banaka. I don't want my breath smelling like balls.
Look, Leo, the chairs are here.
Wow, all these chairs and no throne? Where's Dr. Ramos gonna sit?
Leo thinks it's weird that I'm throwing a party in honor of my boss.
Because it is weird.
Dr. Ramos just got a grant to open a clinic in India, and he's looking for an associate to oversee the project. See, Leo doesn't understand that people actually get ahead by playing office politics, which is maybe why he's still a claims investigation supervisor.
And maybe claims investigation supervisor is one of the most respected titles in all of insurance.
And maybe our therapist told you to work on your passive-aggressive tone.
Really? Because maybe you are...
Hey, Leo. It's nice to see you.
Hey, Ryan.
Kristen, shall I compare thee to a sunset? Morning dew, flowers, blah, 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 some other beautiful shit. Point is, you look good. M'lady.
A dead rat in a presentation box. Kristen scoops up the box with a spade and hurls it away.
Oh, my rat! You ungrateful bitch!
Why'd you bring that stupid dog? You're even more obsessed with him than that stupid Jack Russell you had when we were kids.
Sneakers. He had a name.
Great. The entrails fell out. Now it's worthless.
Wait a minute. Where are the cushions?
You didn't say anything about cushions.
I didn't think I had to, Ryan, on account of it being obvious.
You know what, Kristen?
Oh, yeah. That's it. Get mad.
You got something to say, Ryan?
That was pathetic. You just grabbed your ankles and took it. No wonder she has no respect for you.
She didn't treat you that well either. Which was surprising, because I thought everyone loves Wilfred.
Everyone does, except her, because she's not human. Cold black heart, dead eyes, nice tits. By the way, whose sneakers?
No one.
Ryan's dreaming.
Sneakers!
Young Ryan picks up the squeaky ball, then heads through a swinging gate to a swimming pool. Standing at the edge of the pool, he drops the ball. Ryan wakes and sits bolt upright in bed. In the basement, he finds Wilfred standing in front of a cheval mirror with a rubber ball and a jeweled dog collar.
Sneakers is no one, huh? Do you usually buy priceless jewelry for no one? Imitation, colored glass, plastic, painted to look like metal. This isn't some cheap made in China knockoff. This is made in Taiwan, you bastard. Keeping another dog on the side, are you?
Sneakers was my dog 20 years ago.
20 years, 20 minutes. It makes no difference to me, Ryan. You know, I have no concept of time.
Well, I do, and it's 2 in the morning. I'm going back to bed.
Damn it, why won't you tell me about Snakers?
Because I killed him, okay? I killed him.
Well, that's a relief.
He was the sweetest little dog. He did these cute backflips. Every morning I'd wake up with him snuggled against me, licking my ear. And one day I found Snakers floating in the pool. I left the gate open. I was always so careful. I killed my best friend.
Snuggled up against you, licking your ear, what, in the same bed? Where did you meet this budgie smuggler? At a Maroon 5 concert?
Don't be an asshole. It's a long time ago.
Then I assume you won't mind if I wear this.
Wilfred puts the collar round his neck and admires himself in the mirror.
Are you all right?
Yeah, yes. It's just a little chilly down here, I guess.
Going back to bed.
In bed, Ryan's woken by Wilfred snuggling up to him and licking his ear.
Wilfred?
They both leap out of bed, and Wilfred looks down.
That's not mine.
Later.
All right, I've been thinking it over, and I know what happened last night. After I went to sleep, you somehow managed to get some sort of homo chip planted in my brain.
You caught me. Let's go to the vet and get that removed.
No, vets. That won't be necessary.
Wow, miraculous recovery. Hello?
Don't forget to bring Mom's old copper ice tub tonight, and remember to be here 2 hours early to set up the bar.
Oh, well, why not 3?
I really don't appreciate the attitude, Ryan.
Sorry.
This party is important to me, so just do your best, all right?
I got it. It wasn't a homo chip. It was a glowing orb of gayness brought here by aliens that you summoned because...
Stop! You know what I think? It's pretty coincidental that you suddenly start acting like my old dog Snakers.
What? You think I'm acting?
You tell me.
Ryan, dogs are very empathic creatures. In fact, some cultures, the Hindus, for example, they believe that we dogs can help the living communicate with the dead.
Are you saying that the ghost of my dead dog is trying to possess your body?
Dude, can you blame him?
The glowing orb of gayness is more believable than that.
Ryan, it's true. And I can prove it. But first, we must cross over to the other side.
Wilfred leads Ryan across the room.
The other side of the room?
Yeah, I dropped my guts over there. That's gonna reek. Sorry, mate. Wait! We're gonna uncover the mysteries of the afterlife, Ryan. The secrets of the dead. And we'll do it all with the most sacred tool of dark magic!
Wilfred's using a Ouija board with Bear.
Wash me. Oh, very funny, Bear. I can feel you pushing it the whole time. Ryan, can you come over here? I need someone who's going to take this seriously.
I don't have time for this nonsense. I have to get to Kristen's.
Nonsense? Can't you feel the tormented souls around us? Gary Coleman, is that you? What do you mean, what am I talking about? Oh, I get it.
Kristen's old swim goggles. What's this doing here?
Wilfred has a spasm.
Hi, Ryan. It's me, Snakers.
That isn't funny, Wilfred.
Wilfred? Gosh, golly, don't you recognize your old buddy Snakers?
I'm not kidding. Cut the shit.
Yippity-doo! Wanna go have a snuggle? Or watch me do one of my neato backflips?
Give me that collar.
What's wrong, Ryan? Are you still mad at me for chewing the feet off your footy pajamas? Remember, the ones with the race cars all over them?
Snakers.
Ryan, I know you feel bad about how I died. But it wasn't your fault.
I left the gate open.
Nuh-uh. It was Kristen.
What? Wilfred, I swear, if this is just you...
It was all her fault. And she let you live with the guilt for 20 years. The guilt that made you a sad, sad boy.
You know, in the back of my mind, I always thought that maybe she...
She did. Maybe we should go over to her house and make her a sad, sad girl. Maybe we should punch her tits off.
You can be a real bastard, Wilfred.
Wilfred?
You're just mad at Kristen because she doesn't like you. So you want me to be mad at her, too. This is sick.
Ryan, I don't understand.
67 years ago.
Oh, God. What just happened?
That man is not the real Magic Johnson. I died in 1992. That guy looks nothing like me.
Are you really sick? Or are you just faking it so you can come over here and mess with Kristen?
I have a bit of sympathy, mate. I just had a terrifying paranormal experience. My stomach's in knots and my head's pounding.
I asked you to bring Mom's antique copper tub. This is tin. Ryan strikes again.
He's the only one in the basement.
The basement?
Kristen, hey, I think we just got off on the wrong foot yesterday.
No, why would you bring him?
I couldn't leave him alone. He's not feeling well.
Now just promise me he won't shit on the lawn or do anything to...
Wilfred projectile vomits into a bush.
Sorry, I'll hose it off right away.
Just leave it. I'll eat it later. I'm gonna go rinse my mouth out in the toilet.
Now Ryan spraying the bush.
Hey, I was thinking. Do you remember the day I found sneakers in the pool?
I guess, why?
Well, we always thought I was the one who left the gate open, but I was wondering, is it possible that maybe...
Maybe what?
Maybe it was you?
Oh. 1 hour and 48 minutes before my big party and you decide to accuse me of killing that back-flipping little idiot? You know what, Ryan? Sometimes you can be really insensitive.
Wilfred's helping himself to some party food.
Hi.
Kristen may be a bitch, but she'd never let me believe I killed my dog all these years if it wasn't true. I don't know why I listened to you.
Mate, I didn't say anything. It was sneakers, and he's got no reason to lie.
You stop with this paranormal bullshit.
You don't believe me? Call her out on her lies. Get the truth and get angry for once.
Just stop. She doesn't like you. Deal with it. I'm not going to ruin her party, and neither are you. I'm locking you in the car, Wilfred.
Wilfred has another spasm.
Wilfred?
Wilfred's not here anymore. There's only sneakers. And I won't rest until Kristen gets what's coming to her.
In the car, now.
Okay, race you there.
Wilfred runs round in a circle before doing backflips across the lawn. Nighttime.
And after 6 minutes of infant CPR, I looked into the baby's eyes and I said, you live now. That exact moment, the baby just stared right back at me with his big brown eyes as if to say thank you. And took his first breath.
Oh.
And that's when I vowed I'd someday return to that village and open a clinic.
Wait, let me get this straight. An obstetrician delivered a baby without killing it?
Oh, look, honey, it's the Davidsons.
Oh, don't forget to check out the chocolate fountain. Really? Okay, that's it. Leo is cut off. Could this party get any worse? You put that dog away, right?
He's in the car. We won't bother anyone from there. I should go check on it.
Are you kidding? Ryan!
Ryan finds his car's side window smashed and a pair of swimming goggles hanging inside. Kristen has been scrawled across the inside of the rear window.
Oh, no.
Running back to the garden party in a panic, he's startled by a hand on his shoulder.
Hell, Ryan, I just had to pour Dr. Ramos a glass of Chardonnay myself. Do you know how that looks?
Sorry, I just need a second.
No, just get back to the bar.
A red stained dress.
Oh my God, what happened?
A dog knocked over the table.
A dog?
I'll take care of it.
Ryan sees Wilfred pull down a woman's skirt.
Ryan!
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Then he catches fleeting glimpses of Wilfred scuttling amongst the party guests, squeezing the squeaky ball teasingly. Alfred dunks his head into a punch bowl, then shakes himself.
Look at how she laughs, Ryan.
Oh, it's crazy night.
I can't laugh like that because my lungs are filled with water.
I don't believe you. You're just doing this because Kristen doesn't like you.
No, I'm doing this to make that bitch pay for killing me. Yippity-doo.
Wilfred runs off.
Watch out!
And pushes Kristen and her boss into the pool. Then, seeing Wilfred push a table with an illuminated centerpiece towards the pool, he hurriedly tugs at a tangle of cables and electric plugs, pulling out the right one just as the table tumbles into the pool. Wilfred appears to have a fit before collapsing.
Whoa! Where am I? Oh, God. Here it comes.
He gags.
It's okay. I swallowed it.
Kristen, I'm so sorry.
Sorry? You ruined my party, Ryan. The Ramos is left. I mean, that dog is a four-legged piece of shit.
Hey, take it easy on Wilfred.
And you talk about him like he's a person. I am so tired of dealing with that stupid dog ever since he came here.
Shut up! Shut the hell up!
What?
I am sick of taking your shit! Like, ever since we were kids, it's like you get off on treating me like crap. Like when Sneakers died, you kept rubbing my face in it. Don't you think I felt guilty enough?
Kristen stares at him disbelievingly, then starts to cry.
Kristen?
I lived in Omen.
What?
I came home to get my goggles for swim practice, and I left the gate open.
Goggles?
It was me!
How could you let me live with that guilt for 20 years?
I don't know. You know, Mom and Dad always liked you more. You were always sweet and creative. And I was always the uptight little girl everyone avoided. Even Sneakers liked you more than me. And you know what? He was supposed to be my dog, remember? I got him for my birthday. I'm so sorry, Ryan. Can you forgive me?
I don't know.
What if I forget about the rest of the $5,000 you owe me?
You want to pay me off?
Yeah.
I guess it's a start.
They hug.
I'm so glad you finally know the truth. I mean, I have been walking around with this for so long. And I guess that's why I get so upset around Wilfred. You know, I don't really hate him.
And there it is. She loves me. I knew it the whole time. It's so obvious.
You think he'd let me pet him?
Ryan nods.
Hey, Wilfred. You're such a
sweet boy. Piss off!
Ryan.
What? I still hate the bitch.
Ryan inhales from a plastic bottle bong.
Hi, Ryan. It's me again. Yippity-doo.
Seriously? Aren't we done with this?
I'm just here to say goodbye. Now that you're no longer carrying the guilt of my death, I can finally rest in peace.
Cool. See ya.
Wait. I was hoping we could have one last snuggle.
No, thanks.
Please. And then I'll never bother you again.
Wilfred stands up, and Ryan reluctantly gets to his feet to give him a hug.
Close your eyes.
Ryan does so, and when he opens them, he's holding Sneakers, who's wearing the jeweled collar. Ryan stares at the cute little Jack Russell in wonder and disbelief. With tears in his eyes, he holds him gently against his neck, and with Sneakers' head resting on his shoulder, turns slowly as if sharing a slow dance with his beloved childhood pet. Now, Ryan's sleeping peacefully.
Oh, got a bit emotional there at the end. Kirosh tweets, yes, Wilfred is on. I've been waiting on the best bad dog all night. He is like the faults that I'm not allowed to share. We all think the same. Oase X, I think that is. Apologies if not. Forget the puppy. My little cousin's getting a Wilfred for Christmas. Remember, though, a Wilfred is for life, not just for Christmas. And Becky on Facebook says, my boyfriend Carl has a dog called Sam, and they are just like Wilfred and Ryan. Keep your comments coming in on the BBC Three website, Facebook and Twitter. Up next, the Family Guy double.